Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March 24th and the whole week ahead. A difficult aspect between the Sun and Mars, you need to read about this in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The Sun's in Aries, which for you is your fourth house, but squares Mars in your first house. What does it mean? Contention, ego clashes and general domestic fireworks. So if things are teetering on an edge, then you're either going to go hell for leather and battle each other till you get a winner, or you're just going to keep yourself in reserve and go away for now and keep things calm. Here's your Sunday stars. The energy now around you cosmically is to do with relationships and partnerships. So there's something you need to work out and sort out, then now's the time to do it. You've just finished a very contentious aspect, and towards the end of the week there's a very pessimistic aspect. And so what you need to do now is be constructive and sit down and sort out matters of a domestic or family nature, because things are blowing so hot and cold, you need to be the calming influence. Here's your Monday stars. There is still this kind of furore going on around. It's almost as though people in your life, relationships, partnerships, are pitting one against another. And you're either in the middle or you're having to take sides. But if I were you, I would neither be in the middle or take sides. I would retreat and I would retire from a situation that's probably not of your making, but could soon be you carrying the can, unless you're careful. And here's your Tuesday stars. There's something that needs to be ironed out and sorted out when it comes to all kinds of financial matters concerning others. It could be to do with taxes, so anything to do with government or official money. It could be to do with a relationship where perhaps you share accounts of a financial nature. Or it could be to do with paper, pensions, inheritance, all of these kind of things. But these stars are saying, get things sorted out slowly and surely. And here's your Wednesday stars. There's a very strong sexual drive amongst your stars today. And that sexual drive could be classed as decadent or indulgent, because you could become addicted in some way to somebody. But is it fulfilling? Is there actually any love involved? And that's what these stars are talking about now. It's all very well having the lust, but you need the love too. And that's perhaps what you should be concentrating on now. How are you going to get it? And here's your Thursday stars. A very difficult aspect, potentially one which could bring you down unless you're extremely careful. Watch your health. Watch for depression. Watch for other people loading things on top of you so you can barely breathe, that you feel trapped. It's the Sun squaring Saturn. Read about it in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The Sun in Aries in the fourth house squaring Saturn in the first. And that means domestic duties can become overwhelming and burden you. You need help and you need support from wherever you can get it. Here's your Friday stars. There's a good deal of energy now and things pointing you towards getting away from it all. Maybe it's linked to yesterday's aspect where you feel burdened down and under the weather as a result. But we all need to fly the nest at times. We all need freedom. And your stars now are pointing you towards a new area, a new energy. Even if it's only a quick break, you do need to get away.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.